Here we go. Good morning, Rise and Grind. It's time again for Wake and Bake with the Groskies. I'm here. You're here. We're here together. We have Dankman Dan, Astro Charlie, Porch Farmer, the lovely Painted Lady Sequence, and myself. What's morning, going on, guys. Everybody? Shout out to the notifications gang here. Those waiting with bated breath. Good morning, Pumpkin. I see you. He knew I was talking to him too. Isn't that nice? Could have been somebody in chat, but no, he knew it was him.
Hell yeah, chat. Make sure you're in live chat.
Live chat, top chat, any kind of chat.
As long as you're in that chat. Like button.
Hooey. Dan, do you want to hold up what you were trimming just a second ago and show it off?
Working on it. Yeah, this here, I can't really see because it's bright out.
Can you see it? There we go. Centered.
Yeah. Yeah, this here's some of the new we got, real garlicky pheno of called Midnight Frost.
Hell yeah.
Down pretty good. And then we got some Banana Daddy over here. I don't know if you can see that. I was going to sample some of this, my first sample of that. But what I'm smoking on right away is going to be this, wherever it's at, Platinum Kush Bar.
There it is. How about old PKB?
Yeah, I've been toking that for a while. We were going to cut it out of the garden, but oh, it did so good. I had to keep it around. Man, we threw some cuts in some rock. Them sons of bitches rooted right in the front.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they're really happy.
How's that build coming along outside?
Ah, it's going good, man. I get my roof is coming on Monday, so we'll have that. I got the OSB all up, ready for the vertical siding, and the windows are in.
Now, I do have to give you credit as the one of our elder statesmen of the program here. Good for you for having the roofers come in and do it instead of you up there fucking scrambling around.
True that.
I'm doing it myself. So
you know, that's what got me out of carpentry. I remember I was like fucking 18, man, and I was working. And I was up on this fucking roof. I just had this epiphany, man. I was like, and it's kind of funny now. I was like, I do not want to be fucking 40 years old scrambling around a fucking roof trying to make a fucking paycheck, man.
Just because you're capable doesn't mean you have to do it.
Doesn't mean you should.
Correct. I'm doing it. I got people that are going to help me that do it all the time. So I'll just be there supervising, you know.
Yeah, let them do more. Buy them a case of beer that all the roofers like beers. And then...
Guys are working for cannabis, so
that's yeah, and then get them some weed, and you're good to go.
Hell yeah, it'll
absolutely.
Be
absolutely.
It's gonna be a sexy.
The ubiquitous grinders.
We dapped a little beer to start the show today. Nice durian. It's got that orange flavor to it. It's really, really good.
I
love the orange chirps.
Yes. Now we got Afterglow in the grinder, too. So we're going orange morning, apparently.
Nice.
You know, that's what we can talk about that for a second, is the cycle of flavors, man. I remember a few years ago when everything was about oranges. Orange, orange, orange. Everybody wanted it. And then, you know, before oranges, it was everybody wants the gas. And then, you know, you can keep peeling back the layers and you can go, everybody wants... You know, that blueberry taste. And well, if you go even further back, then you get into the skunky roadkill fucking, you know, flavors. And if you go back even further than that, it just tastes like poverty. It just tastes like you get back to that 14-year-old age. You know, swag.
I had somebody tell me that the other day. They're like, I just want some of that stuff, you know, we used to smoke when we were kids. You know, there was just nothing to it. You just got stoned.
Just nothing to it.
Why would you want that?
You mean distillate?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Smoke like smoking leaves.
What are your favorite terps? To Skilbo's point, I would say that like modern day cannabis, because we have so much social media and stuff, there's less of everyone growing the same thing or looking for the same thing than there was before. We're like heard about some strain, but you never even got to see what it looked like before. But you're like, I gotta grow that. I remember when I first started growing, a friend of mine was growing a strain called Casey Jones, I smoked some, and I was like, that's incredible. I gotta grow that. So I did everything I could to find that strain for like 3 years. That's not really a thing so much anymore, I don't think.
Yeah. I really like earthy garlic burnt rubber terps.
Yeah, like you really like the swamp sticks. You looked for it two times now, right?
Yep.
You're the only guy I know that looked for swamp sticks, for example.
Right.
Versus like back in the day, everybody was looking for Northern Lights 5 because they didn't want to get arrested growing outside or whatever.
You know what it was back then was the NL5 haze.
Right.
You had to try that once, man. It was just like, fuck. Big ass buds, man.
Brother, I got one called Bubblegum Haze. You're going to love.
Hey, now. I love hazes.
Power Skilbo. I'm definitely going to get you some samples of this. It's going to blow your mind. We're gonna make a horizon.
I love it.
But I'll save you some flowers.
He knows. Hell yeah. I still got some of that fucking Primal Punch, Dan.
Shut up. Yeah, we're still growing it. She'll probably be around for a little while.
It's good.
The flavor on that.
What I'm loving even more every grow is that GG4, man.
Yes, sir.
I can't put it away.
Nope.
Can't put it down. It's first thing I go to. I grab that shit first thing in the morning. You know, 4 in the morning, I'll blaze that shit right up.
Bro, that's exactly it. I was talking in the chat before the show. I was all happy because I took my microdose and my concert from Dead & Company 629. I found a fucking download for that. And my first joint of the day is GG4. I
love that shit, dude.
You know, and to go back even further, when I didn't have GG4 and I had Sequence's Citro Glue, that still scratched that same itch. I still got that that GG4 flavor and effect comes through.
GG4 is a cool one because it's like a complex enough plant where if you grow it over and over again, you'll get kind of like these different terpene expressions from the same cut. Because like sometimes it'll taste like oil and grease and stuff. Sometimes it'll taste like chocolate stuff. But it's always got that like heavy sedative effect, which is really, really nice.
Yeah, that's always been one of the best medicines for me. The original glue, yeah.
Yeah, I can't get enough of it. And you guys were talking about terps, you know. I like the fruity ones, you know, mainly, but lately, I've been looking for them glues and them chems, you know. I'm really interested in growing. That's what I'm nice.
I'm looking for the blends. I think everything's going to become that, like, you want to hit multiple notes, not just one thing. It can't be all skunk or all gas. Like, you're going to want complements of other things.
Well, right, good news, Charlie. Everything is hybrid now, so.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to get an inhale, and then you're going to get an exhale. I love it when they're different.
Yeah, that's something I've noticed, too, is, like, does it hit on the front or the back note?
Right.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool if there was. I know that they have classes for the equivalent of a sommelier, which is somebody who is specialized in wine. I'd like to see that for, like, cannabis. That'd be great. Right.
They have that, Charlie.
I saw like they're doing it, but I think it was like, I don't know. There needs to be like a governing body. Yeah, like something more than just a couple of certifications or like a couple of day meetings to learn how to classify it.
Have you seen the Gangier class?
Yeah, that's okay. The one.
That's the one that Genevieve has taken, and it looks pretty sweet. And then the final exam is you go to the Emerald Triangle. I think you go to Northern California, and then you meet up with all these people and all the instructors and everything, and then you take your final exam right there. And I think that's pretty cool, but man, cool. I already know that my nose has no place in that fucking class.
It's what you do is with these ability to test things and terpene profiles and everything else that we can do, you could literally use the data to drive the understanding of how these combinations go together. And you can say, look, so we have sample one, you know, and it is, you know, this percentage of that and this percentage of that. And you could, I mean, in five more years, if we have enough research, we can really, really begin to unlock these combinations.
Oh yeah,
I learned it with cigars, but it's kind of a different thing, right? Because they're legalized, it's so much more consistent, right? Plant to plant, crop to crop, whatever. So when somebody has a certain cigar, they know what it's going to taste like. So you can go to like a trusted source. Like somebody said, Kevin Jodry does this. If you like Kevin Jodry, maybe you read his opinion on a strain and then go smoke that strain and see if you can taste the stuff that he was talking about. And this is how I learned it with cigars. I'd smoke a cigar and be like, do I taste raisins in this thing? Like this guy says that he did. And they'd be like, oh, I do.
Right.
Hints like, of that's oak. What that flavor is. Yeah, yeah. And then that's the next time you smoke that, you'd be like, there's raisins in here because I tried that before. Mm-hmm. And then that's how you kind of, you keep, you know, growing that.
You know, and to back that up, here's the other thing is I will get some really fucking fire ass shit, man. And my wife is very, very nose sensitive to things. She does not smoke, has no interest in it. But, you know, I always got to keep trying, man. So I'll find something that smells really, really, really pretty and really nice. And I'll say, okay, I'm going to hold this jar like, you know, a foot away from me. I'm just going to open the lid. And it doesn't matter what it is. She's like, ah, just smells like fucking weed. So, you know, we actually start to pick up the very first time that you had GMO. Okay. You figured out real quick what garlic is, because as someone who really used to try to research this for myself to try to get meds, I used to read all of the seed places and the breeder notes and everything else. I used to watch Taste Buds. Shout out to Ninja and fucking Vader. It's just, you know, you have to smoke these things. You can't just smell them. You have to try to, you know, develop your palate. And I think it can be done.
Yeah, it's absolutely. Just like wine, right? You get a glass of wine and then you swirl it around. You look at it, then you smell it, then you taste it. There's a lot to it more than just, it's not any one part that you can use to really identify it.
Right. Like, how do you identify Kush? You can say what it is, but, you know, you start to get a thing. I was saying, we were talking about hazes earlier with Dan. Hazes for dazes, man. The haze has a very signature thing that comes through a lot of times on it. You know,
saying comes from the fact that you flower them for 16 weeks.
That mayhaps be true.
I've had the same thing, Silbo, like OG, haze, kush. Like, how do you define those scents? Because they're used commonly.
Yeah, they're very hard to find, but easy to distinguish when you smell them.
That's a great way to put it, Dan.
Before I got my wife back into smoking again, she would trim my stuff, you know, go into the room, and she would always tell me everything either smelled like dog piss or smelled like shit. Like, that's all she ever picked up on. And now that she smoked, you know, she pulls out real shit out of it. She's like, oh, yeah, that's going, that's a little bit of fruity, you know, I kind of smell like oranges in that one or some melons. And yeah, it's not just piss and shit.
That's funny.
So
that's
she's
funny.
Like developing her palate, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like beers, too. Like, if you guys ever got into craft beers, once the craft beer craze kind of hit, and they all those IPAs and the really hoppy, hop forward IPAs came out, and then I had an ex that's all he drank were those really fucking dank IPAs. And every time I hated them, and every time he'd smell this, and I'd be like,
yeah,
you know, it was like disgusting that.
Smells bitter.
Flavor, but then for some crazy reason, I learned to like them. Like, he would just be like, just try it. And I'd try it, and I'd be like, it tastes like grass. It's disgusting.
Tastes
and
like
then
grass.
The next one would be like like an orangey flavored one. Like, my very favorite, my very first IPA that I ever liked was Deschutes Fresh Squeezed. And it was like an orange flavored IPA. And man, ever since then, I learned to like it. And it's kind of amazing how you can kind of trick your palate into liking certain things. Like, even with weed, if you don't like a particular terpene, keep trying it with different strains and you might end up finding one that you really like. And you might end up training your brain or whatever into actually liking it. It's weird.
I'm never going to like oatmeal raisin stout. Just not a flavor that agrees with my palate. For me.
Oh, like, oatmeal like stout Guinness. Is legit.
Breakfast stout, awesome.
Oh, Founders breakfast stout. Man, we should be having one right now. On ice cream, over ice cream is the best. Stout over ice cream.
It's Woo. A Lansing cooler, huh? Instead of a Boston cooler.
Hell yeah.
Lansing cooler.
But, G, Cheers, BK. I saw your comment about us being camera ready.
Always. Ready to spring at a moment's notice.
We woke up and she goes, fuck, oh, it's 8:15 or whatever.
It's time to go.
Oh, it was a stretch to get it to here, but it's all right.
I noticed.
I know it's not great, but it's what you got.
Deal with it.
Yep.
Take what you can get.
Ooh.
I want to give a very special good morning shout out to everybody in chat hanging out with us. I hope you're starting off on the right foot. If you guys have any questions, drop them in the chat. We'll talk about them. It's also a good time if you find yourself in top chat. Drop out of the chat. Go ahead, hit the thumbs up as a reminder. Yep. Okay, cool. Then come back and hit live chat and dive in. Yeah.
Wanted to mention while chat's still talking about it. If you're growing plants and all of them taste the same, try changing up your nutrients and
don't use advanced newts.
See, yeah. I grew really there rude. Before, and they all taste the same.
And really look at your whole drying and jarring process, because a lot of times that's where we're losing the good stuff.
That's a good
if
point.
If you're growing organically, if you're not using gypsum, try some gypsum.
Give me the gypsum.
Get a little bit of that the sulfur.
Remember not to just do the same thing over and over and over again, because you get the same result over and over and over again.
How's everybody's outdoor doing?
Happy, happy.
I'm looking at it right now.
You got the CR.
I guess you.
You know what? You
guys are looking really good.
Actually, the two back plants that I planted in the ground in the lower part of the property are starting to show like issues. And I'm wondering if they're not black walnut tolerant, because I've got a big black walnut tree right there that we all know struggles with certain plants or certain plants struggle with near it out.
It chokes it up. Yeah.
Yeah. And the ones in the ground down there are starting to show like real problems. And I'm wondering what's going on, if maybe that's an issue or I don't know. So
trees kicking their ass.
What?
You get the tree kicking their ass.
I don't know, something, but and then the Thug Rose down there wants water like crazy. It's just every morning I get up, it's drooped. I'm like, geez, oh, Pete, I just watered you yesterday.
Grandpa Stash is still happy?
Yeah, she's over here just kind of hanging out in her little pot, waiting to be transplanted, and just probably never happen. But yeah, she's the little entryway plant. And this Snuggle loves to get on the little love seat over there. And I don't know if you guys can see it. Yeah, that plant right behind the little love seat. He just plops his ass up there and starts gnawing down on that. He loves it. A little stress for the plant, won't hurt it.
Nah.
But yeah, outdoors looking good other than that.
Yeah, if the cats can reach the leaves, they'll chew them off the bottom of the plants.
It's just lollipopping via cat. That's all.
Yep. Yeah, as big as they are. They're
keeping up on it.
It's not going to hurt anything.
Yeah, it's as fucking tall as those plants are? No, it's good.
Shit. All my auto flowers outside are about week 3 of flower.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did they get big or did they flower early?
Yeah, that's what I'm curious on.
I fucked them up. I had them in solo. I had them in solo cups too long, and they fucking got root bound, and I ended up putting them in 3 again. Yeah, they're about fucking 18 inches tall.
I see a question in chat. Good morning, poor grower. Says, how long should you let auto flowers? How long should you let them flower?
Until they're done.
Read
your trick.
Until you. Achieve your optimal trichome color.
I like it.
It's like that's saying about it. When is toast done?
Right.
You like
when
it.
You, when it's
you
toast. Think it's done. When it's not bread anymore. When it's toast.
We got a really nice auto flower. It's called the Durban Sunrise from 2020. It is Durban. It smells real good. You're going to really enjoy that skill bow. We're going to put it in rosin.
Hell yeah, man.
I got a Durban cross going.
It's purple as fuck. The bud, you know, not the leaf. The leaves are green. The bud itself is purple.
Those are always striking, man.
Mm-hmm. Not, you know, kind of a strange bud structure, you know, compared to a normal photo period. But I have one photo period outside this year. It's called Blue Moon Rocks. It's from Frog Seeds at the Blueberry Bubblegum Cross. We grew it inside, and it was real fucking leafy and too much to trim. So we put a wash. We're going to end up washing that. But we weren't going to grow it inside again, so we just put it outside. And it's crushing it. Right, man.
Usually they get more leafy outside. Yeah.
We know. But
if you're washing it all, who cares, right? Yeah. Just ripping off fan leaves.
Yeah, otherwise we weren't going to flower it out again. It was too slow growing inside. The nose on it's real good, but too much work to trim.
Rest in peace to Bog from Bog Seeds. Yeah,
for sure. For sure. But I was hoping for a good bubblegum or blueberry, you know, out of it. But now we got that bubblegum haze. So that takes the place of this Bog Seed. So I'm real excited about that one. Can't wait to share it with you guys. When we were down at the Caregivers Rally event September of last year, we had got some seeds that were passing around called Buddy, and we got a couple of those in flower. They look really, really good for early flower, so excited for those.
Which one is it?
It's called Trench Buddy, from a Michigan breeder. I'm sorry, I don't know the gentleman's name, but... excited to try Michigan genetics and keep it going.
I think it might just be called Michigan Seed Company.
Okay.
Yeah. Trench Buddy, I got the same pack when we were there, like the tin. And I looked that up. That's like their best one. And if you look at the pictures, it gets huge.
Yeah. 6 days or something. So, you know, we got two of them in flower and they're looking great, man. Really nice. Candle-like structure, if you know what I'm saying. So really vertical with their branching and not so lateral. I dig that.
Lobster, how's that machine? I'm curious. I haven't had any of it. I don't have any seeds or anything either.
What's that?
I can't remember which one that is either. Tell us which one that is.
Ross suggested the machine.
Yeah.
Named after the comedy special. Sorry.
No, that's right. I was can't thinking remember.
I thought it was named after the Pink Floyd song.
No, it's named after the Bert Kreischer comedy special.
Welcome to the Machine. That's one of my favorites, though.
There you go.
Dude.
I mean, that's a great way to start your morning. Just fucking put that on. That 1975 shit. Roll great a bomber. Shit.
Yeah. What is it? God, I can't think of the name of the album now. Not Dark Side of the Moon, but Wish You Were Here.
That's
one of my favorite albums. I think I like Wish You Were Here better than Dark Side of the Moon almost. Almost. I don't know. It's a toss-up.
I mean, Shine On You Crazy Diamond.
Right? It's one of the best. I got to see them in 1994.
Oh, for the college. Division Bell series? That tour?
They played the whole Dark Side of the Moon album. Instead of Division Bell shit the whole time. It was incredible.
Where was that show at?
The Pontiac Silverdome.
Oh, shit. In the dome.
Yeah, right. Man. The pigs were flying overhead. It was, I died. Literally.
Rest in peace to the Silverdome.
Wait a minute. Somebody said Trans Am music. Hey, I'll slash your fucking tires, bro. You want to get all Trans Am about it?
You know what? Yes, it is. Because I did have a fucking IROC back in the day.
That's not a Trans Am.
IROC Z.
No, that's not a...
That's a Camaro.
It's the same shit. It's the same Chevy. Body style.
It is the same shit.
Anyway.
You know what the difference is? Yes, like it is. The badging in the front end. So it's how you can always tell those.
The bumper the spoiler, the front end.
I really like that 19, early 80 Trans Ams. Those are nice.
That's the kit car, man.
Well, no, the Smoking the Bandit, like the early 80s.
70s. Oh, the 70s one. That's a 1978 Trans Am. I think it's got like a 454 or 455 or something.
455, I think.
Is it? Yeah. It's one of those two. They used to do like a Super Duty too. Yeah, it's a monster.
Fuck. I saw one yesterday.
Either way.
I saw one yesterday. Saw you were like yesterday. A dog in a window on a car ride. Like, there it goes.
That's me in the car.
See, I've got the Camaro version of that car.
That's hey, nice.
You rolled up on Sunday, man. That was you had your little car.
Oh yeah, I've got my
little car.
Fuck yeah, that thing's sick.
Me and Porch are lining them up someday.
Yep. You see, I've got the driver mod now. I don't need to have a faster car. I just gotta drive it better.
Okay.
I'm gonna need a turbo or something.
Green Outlaw, Michigan edition.
Yeah, there you go. Sleeping on the tree.
Yeah.
What's your dream car? Like, if you had all the money in the world.
69 GTO.
Nice.
Yeah,
mine's just a 69 Camaro. But then my fancy car for like when I was going to business meetings and stuff was a Maserati coupe.
For business meetings.
2x4, 4x2. Smart car.
Might be like an R32 Skyline 92.
I don't even know what that is.
That's a good pick.
The GTR.
69 Stingray.
Oh, yeah. I like it. I like that pick, Astro. Yeah. That's a good one. With the side pipes. Do you like side pipes or no? Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. My uncle has one in cherry red. It's real nice.
Woo.
That's awesome.
You know, I'm torn because I can't make the decision between the 1974 AMC Gremlin, the 1974 AMC Pacer, a 1973 Pinto Wagon.
You want to pick one that's going to run?
Or
these are jack stand cars.
Are you going?
Hold on. Or a 1984 Chrysler K car wagon. The kind that had like the seat belts that would choke you. They would like, automatic ones that lady trying to be cool with shit. Yeah, man.
You have handling to that. Fuck. That's a winner.
Didn't all those cars blow up?
Yeah.
The Pinto did. The Pinto definitely. That was the one that if you, the funny joke is if you so much as just flick its back end, then the gas tank is going to explode. Which, funny story, that's what young Skilbo had when he was a baby. It was a 1973 Pinto we rolled around in.
Oh, man.
When I was younger, my dream car was a 79 Camaro.
Just remember, folks, the cars have gotten much, much safer.
You pretty much own one now.
I own
slower,
one now, yeah.
But they're safer.
So now I'd like an R32 Skyline. Everything's like within reach, or it's like a $20,000 car.
That's how I like to dream about cars and stuff. So, like, yeah, always stuff that I hope to buy.
Achievable dreams.
Achievable stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff that I could never buy, but I would like to have, like you said, an R32. I would like an R34.
Yeah, R32, R33, R34. It's like,
are
those
we talking
three
about
cars.
Insulation?
That's like, right.
The pink insulation.
Nissan Skylines.
Nissan Skyline, R34. Yeah. I'm not at my computer, so I can't share it, but it's the coolest car ever.
Yeah, Skyline GTRs, Godzilla.
But 69 Camaro, like top of the heap. That's actually still an achievable one if you've got
definitely
like 35 grand.
Why do you like the 69 over the 67?
So the 69 is less rare, so they're cheaper, more easy to buy. And then the body lines are a little bit better, I think. I like the headlights and stuff.
See, I like the 67 because they had the rounded wheel well.
Yeah.
In 69, they did the squared. That's when the Chevy was like, yeah, wheels are square.
The wheels are square, man. My truck has square wheel wells. And
so does mine.
Round wheels. I don't get it.
I really like to see those cars and then low profile tires, man.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That
blows my mind.
I like doing resto mods. So, like, full modern LSX type motor.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Wheelovers. And
you're going to dream big.
Yep. Yeah, it might be an old car, but it's going to be like a Stingray underneath.
It's got to be comfortable to drive around. Or you're never going to drive it.
If we're going to fantasize about that, There's this electric car called fucking Mustang Zombie.
I've heard of that.
I would like that car.
Mustang Zombie.
Welcome to the Michigan Bros Auto Show. How is everyone doing? Hopefully this is your reminder to make sure that you've had your oil change and also change your air filter.
Check your ball tires, joints.
Make sure that there's no any kind of silly things going on there. And don't forget to use your left and right turn signal.
A key thing to do if you really just don't know much about cars, just go to your wheel, grab a hold of it, and shake it. If it wobbles, get it fixed.
Take it in somewhere.
Somebody will know.
You don't have to know anything about cars to know your wheel shouldn't wobble like that. Just go around and check them all.
If it's making a funny noise, don't turn
the radio. Go on YouTube and look up how to jack up your car.
Properly.
Yeah.
Especially if you have rusty rocker panels, right? Yeah, you really want to make sure that jack placement is precise.
Yeah.
Put a hole through your floor.
If you don't know anything about cars, that's the first place you want to start, is how to jack it up.
Yeah. You don't even have to jack it up to shake your wheel.
The first thing you need to learn is how to jack
it. You got bad ball joints or wheel bearing, your wheel will start wobbling.
Most guys learn that early, don't they, Skilbo?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Blinker fluid.
I'm loving the sound of the birds from the backyard over there, guys.
Oh, speaking of which, let's segue.
Uh-oh.
Let's segue.
I don't even know what she's going to talk about.
You know it's some bullshit you did.
It's something.
I know.
So, yesterday morning, we both get up for work.
I remember where this is going.
Now I know.
We get up for work and we're getting stuff around. And yep, I knew he was going to leave.
He took off.
And so I'm opening all the doors, you know, and letting some sunlight in the house and everything. And then I let Diamond outside. And when I let Diamond outside, the cats now go outside. As you can see, there's Nugget over there on his love seat. But yeah, so, and as I was doing all that and making coffee and I was getting stuff around, I come around the corner and I see one of my cats perched like this next to my other cat who's in the corner like this. And I look in his mouth and there's a fucking chipmunk in my kitchen. And so he had, because what we do is I just let the screen door open and then the cats run out and back in as they want. Well, he got his first chipmunk and ended up in the kitchen with it. And so I'm like, oh my God, come help me. They got a chipmunk. Tank got a chipmunk. And he's in the living room on the couch. And so I just freaked out because the thing like got loose from the cat and then started going all over the kitchen. And so I'm trying
to, it wasn't dead.
Legs up. And then he goes over and I'm like, help me. And then Diamond sees it in the living room because it ran out into the living room. And then it's jumping, trying to get away from Diamond. And Diamond's trying to jump to get it. And I'm like, will you help me get this thing? And he's on the couch like this.
I knew it.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
I didn't have socks on.
You just karate kick it, bro.
I was hoping you're gonna be grabbing your phone taking a video.
I should have.
Yeah. Somebody's got a video of this.
She was so panicked, and then Diamond was chasing this thing. I was like, oh no, it's about
was
to
she barking out?
Oh, and then it found its way over to the front door because it's just a glass front, but it wasn't open, and so it was trying to get out, but the door was locked. And so I couldn't let it out. And then it ran into the little entertainment center thing. And so I'm like, where'd it go? And he's on the couch like this.
I was getting Diamond away from the thing.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, where'd it go? And he's like, it's in the entertainment center. And I saw it behind my picture frame. And so I took the picture frame. I propped open the front door. And then I took my picture frame and kind of went like that. And he went right out the front door.
What the fuck was Babe doing during that?
He's over on the couch
with the dog. I was holding Diamond so she wouldn't
get rabies.
So yeah, all you had to contend with was just the chipmunk. because the cats weren't going to eat it.
Oh, thank you so you much for telling this story cats. To us, Painted Lady. This is going to go down in history. This
the
is
cats weren't eating it. They were just playing with it in the kitchen. They were picking it up and sitting it down. And
they wanted
how do you know? You were on the couch.
When I walked into the kitchen,
how could you see?
Standing in there, the chipmunk was sitting next to him trying to get away.
Oh, fuck.
He's like petrified.
Anyway, that was our excitement yesterday morning. And he's like, that was bigger than I thought.
Yeah. So chipmunks are bigger than I thought they are. When
they
you
can
sit
get
in the yard them. And you look at them from like 25 feet away, they look like mice almost.
Yeah, they're a little bit bigger. Not
no, bigger. They're like, you know, big gerbil size.
Small, yeah, let's say like gerbils.
Dank 311 with the, it's coming right for us.
It was, dude. They were trying to get me right here. Dude, I saw it.
He was like.
Does he have a high-pitched squeal?
I did not
scream. No, he didn't. No, okay. He didn't scream, but it,
no,
he did.
No squeals.
I was thinking.
He did get his legs off of the floor as fast as possible.
I wasn't wearing socks. I didn't want to get.
Oh, just yeah, barefoot? Hell no.
I mean, hell it's just no. like that's playing like handball, bro. You just got to hit that slap shot and just scooch him right out the door.
I'm not getting fucking chipmunk rabies.
Yeah.
It's 7:30 in the morning.
There's the culprits.
I'd have had a pillow or something, try to hit it as hard as I could.
What?
She had a picture. Oh, yeah. Might have been fucked.
So rude.
Dude, that thing would have came into like the House of Horrors. My cat would be trying to get it. My dog would be trying to get it. I'd be going after it.
I'm just amazed that you have so many fucking animals that live in this house and none of them fucking really took that thing out. What the fuck was Babe doing?
They brought it in.
Oh, Babe Babe has no interest in killing anything. She doesn't kill that kind of stuff.
She has interest in eating things, but not in killing things.
She's
okay.
a prince. Yeah, she doesn't hunt and prepare. She gets served. So...
I started that out for my cat. I served him. He was a nice indoor cat. Let him outside one time. Now he just patrols the property.
He's from the streets now, man.
Yeah, he doesn't let anything on the yard. He'll kill rabbits, birds, anything. He dropped a mouse off at the front door the other day.
Yo, check this out. Yeah.
Yep.
That's because you
killed it and left it there.
Pile in the freezer, he's saying.
Yeah, he's like, save this for me, homie. Yeah, he's my barn cat now.
If he saw you hunt for anything, he wouldn't be bringing you mice.
That's true.
I thought he's I only had like one chipmunk, and you know, like start the season, I went and opened the barn.
I don't think you can have one chipmunk.
Yeah.
Well, you know, hey man, I come from the streets too. This is me adjusting to the rural life, you know, with their roving bands of fucking chipmunks. So I'm sitting on the side porch and I'm smoking a fucking joint, and I see two of them run by. Go into the garden, bang. It's like, oh shit, I got two of them. And then it was like a weird clippy dream, because then two more of them ran by from the same direction into the same spot. And I said, oh shit, what the fuck? And then two more of them ran by from the same spot. And I said, holy shit, am I having a fucking acid flashback or what the fuck is this? But no, indeed, there is a small platoon of fucking chipmunks that are hanging out around here. So I was looking at solutions.
A gaggle of chipmunks is called as a platoon.
A platoon. Yeah.
It might be an entrance and an exit.
So what I'm going to do
two different holes.
Is, as a grower, I know I've got a few extra 5-gallon buckets kicking around somewhere. So I'm going to buy this thing that snaps on the top of a 5-gallon bucket that looks like a piece of fucking cheese, and it's got this little, you know, like 3D printed ramp that goes up to the top of the 5-gallon bucket. So when the little dude steps on there, the trap door opens and throws them down the bottom. So then I'm just going to take them out, and I got a park a couple miles from me, this real country park, and I'll just take them over there. Run, be free.
Catch and release.
The new platoon, you guys have new territory to patrol.
There you go. Yeah, I have a ton of them. They all live in the hostas and behind the garage. You know, they have all these holes back there. My neighbor's cat used to be over here all the time hunting chipmunks. So, yeah, now my cats have figured out how to do it. You just need a cat, Scobo.
I've got two of them. One of them is an old Maine Coon, Rick James.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other one is a Tortie. Her name is
Rick James. I like Torties.
His name was Rick James.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He's the original fuck yo couch. That's why, because he's always
he's the original fuck yo couch.
Fuck yo couch.
How fucking big is he?
Dude, he's fucking, he is a long, big motherfucker. He's not fat, but he's huge.
Yeah, is he 30 pounds?
Get fucking huge.
He's, I know he's got to be over fucking probably 20 for sure. Because he's like weighing
20 pounds. So yeah, for sure.
Oh, well then shit, he may be clunking in bigger than that.
He's like fucking half Bobcat.
Yeah, he's fucking huge. But he's cool. He just, you know, he likes to torment insects and shit. So. Like if a fly comes in the house, it's your ass, dude. He's gonna pluck a wing here, pluck a wing there, watch you do the dance, and you know, then just watch you, because he's a dick and he doesn't care. He's not trying to do the coup de grace. He's just, you know, he just wants to be entertained. Yeah, he just wants to be entertained.
Yeah.
Are you not entertained?
I should have never gave you motherfuckers flies.
That's the crazy thing, is when they grab the chipmunks or whatever, and then they're like, oh, I'm not gonna kill it, I just wanted to mess with it for a while.
Man, they're proud.
I couldn't imagine how bored they get, you know.
They might have killed it if it was like nighttime and they had like 8 hours to fuck with it. But
well, that's why I started letting them out porch, because I started feeling kind of that way, especially with five fucking cats, and my house is huge, you
it's
know
a fucking it's, prison.
Yeah, so
I'm my one bullshit cat,
like he was the one that got the chipmunk, seemed like he was kind of depressed. He was always looking out the windows and everything. Yep, Tank. And so,
have you ever read that Diary of a Cat?
Diary of a Cat.
Yes, if you've ever read Diary of a Cat.
Yeah, Diary of a Cat. They started.
That sounds familiar. Maybe.
What is it?
Oh man, it's fucking hilarious. You got to look it up.
I'll have to. I'll check it out.
Yeah, you'll laugh your ass off.
She's going to the library today.
Yep, I'm going to the library today to return my Tom Segura book, which, Lobster, if you're still in chat, read Tom's book. It's really, really good. It's really good. Anybody, any Your Mom's House fans or Tom Segura fans, his book, I'd Like to Play Alone, Please, was excellent. But anyway, yeah, I'll have to check it out, Dan.
It's just a paragraph in a book. But
oh,
it's funny.
Hi, babe.
All right, hot rods, animals.
Right.
I was wondering
where going next.
Wake and Bake was going
to
go.
Weed. Where are we going? Oh, we're going to Rose Lake today. What are you guys doing this weekend? We're going to take Diamond to Rose Lake Wildlife Area, or what is it called?
Something like that,
and walk some trails and see if she's gonna go in the water, and yeah, so that'll be kind of fun.
She just bark.
Yeah, we're gonna mute for a sec.
Chipmunks coming back.
You know, when we were over there on Sunday, thanks again for that. It was funny because anytime that Diamond thought that she's seen a squirrel behind your house and the neighbors on the other side of the fence, she would leap off the fucking deck and just like a freight train, just whoom. She wouldn't bark, but she would like dart back and forth across the back of the fence and stuff. So when you started the story, Painted Lady, of Sequence's, how are we going to refer to this? The chipmunk incident. Well, he was on the couch. I thought for sure that Diamond would spring into action and just obliterate that poor thing, and then that was going to be like a whole other story.
Chaos, man. Diamond was trying to get it.
The cats were trying to get it.
So I'm saying, I grabbed the dog and put her on the couch. We were on the couch, so I eliminated a large amount of the chaos.
So it was a cattle royale, you know, it's like a battle royale. You just
wanted to just one cat and one Painted Lady versus
it's a 2-on-1 handicap match.
Yeah.
The chipmunk had no chance.
No.
Man, he's lucky he landed in my house, because, I wasn't going to let him die. And then, of course, I spent the rest of the day wondering if he was able to find his way back home in the backyard, because he went out the front door.
Will he be able to find his way back to the backyard?
He probably doesn't want that yard anymore.
That backyard.
Yeah.
That shit's loaded.
Dangerous over there.
He'll find a new home.
Whatevs. Anyway,
get a new nut.
It was quite the start to the morning.
We call it a Friday.
Woke us up, that's for sure.
Astro, what do you got going on this morning?
Not too much. Enjoying the wake and bake. And then I'm going out of town for a week. I'm going south to Virginia. So picking up on work and the garden. Specifically, I got to do a bunch of garden work, transplanting. I need to put yo-yos in. I'm on like week 5.5-ish of flower. So they're starting to swell and hang. And I'm a fan of yo-yos. So just a bunch of work. Not that much party time because I'll be partying down in the south for a little bit.
Right on.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. I read the comment. Yeah.
Got to highlight it.
Cheers, Keizu.
Cheers, chat. I don't have my YouTube. I can't read any chat, but I hope you all have a safe and lifted weekend and, you know, keep toking that green.
Absolutely. We're going to be taking some joints to the Rose Lake Park and probably doing some trails, and it'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be.
Last night we went to a scrap fest here in Lansing, which is kind of like a art exhibit for a bunch of local artists. And my friend Jenna McShane Photo, she's a great photographer, had a little exhibit at one of the galleries downtown, not downtown, but in Old Town. And so, yeah, we went and checked out Scrap Fest. And my friend Christine, who also had a artist exhibit out there. And it's kind of fun to, in the summertime, when you have all these really cool things that you get to go do and check out in your city and support local artists and everything. So,
yeah. I don't have anything like that in my town.
Nope.
No?
There's a festival every weekend, though, because there's nothing else to do.
Yeah, there's like Blues Fest or Jazz Fest or Art Festival, or yeah, there's always something around town here to do. So, yeah. I love the summer.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'm excited to take the dog out. I know she won't get in any water, but I'm going to try really hard.
We want to try to get her kayaking. Like to see if she would get in a kayak or a canoe or something so that we could go, we could take her kayak in, or like, you know, that'd be fun.
Hell yeah.
Definitely.
I don't know if she'll do it. We'll see.
I love kayaking.
I've seen these kayaks with pontoons that people take their pets out on. You know, the kayak actually has a pontoon off the side of it to make it a little bit more buoyant for the.
Yeah.
I see it a lot with fishing, people fishing with their dogs and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Anyone have plans for 7/10?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's there's a bunch up. Of bunch of places events. To go.
Tomorrow.
Events yeah. And
yes.
What's going on if you're on the east side especially. Charlie, do you want to give us a rundown? I know you know what all of them are.
Well, yeah, for sure.
I'm lost on this one. Just because I'm staying at home and enjoying myself, work, you know. But I know Redden for Groly will be at, oh man, I don't want to say the wrong one. Check out some pages, you know. Yeah, is it GC3?
I almost want to say yes, but now I'm questioning it.
Yeah. Redden
be at GC3 okay. Sometime.
Yeah, man.
Well, okay. I guess we failed at all that, but
yeah. It sounds good, man.
There's like 3 or 4 cannabis / mushroom / other types of events this weekend.
Inspiration, which was scheduled to come up next month, has been canceled. So, just putting that out there in case anyone hasn't heard that yet. April says Cannabash in Muskegon today. Good morning, April.
Yes, Red and Fergroli will be at GC3. I had to double-check that one.
There we go. Mm-hmm. We tag team it. Made it work.
There's tons of events going on all over the state, for sure. So if you're interested, I'm sure you can find one. If you just a little Google, a little Instagram.
They make a good team at these events, Red and Fergroli and Becca and all that squad there.
And I know they were trying to get there early so they could make sure that they get a booth next to each other. So make next it easier for the sesh.
And so next month we have Gene Traders going on, I believe, and Spot Meet Kareem going on. But I know a little bit more about next month. That this month I'm a little bit more ignorant for.
Yeah, there's a bunch of events going on all at the same time.
Yes.
it's feast or famine
that way. But hey, that means you can like find something, which I like to see. There should be events being everywhere. Like, it's nice to drive. And if anyone ever goes to the event, swing by the booth if you see somebody, because there's a good chance other people will be there that you do know too, including people from chat, which has always been like a real awesome pleasure just to meet all the groceries.
Yeah. I'm sure you do get to meet a good amount of people being at events all the time and being on camera more and more. People recognize you for sure. When's the next time you're going to have some stuff at an event?
Were you talking to me?
Yeah. When's the next time that you're going to have some hash event?
Yeah, we plan on doing the camp. Kareem, I believe, is that what it's called there, Charlie, in August.
Right on.
The 27th and the 28th. So we'll be down there with that one. We've just been really busy this year doing the barn and stuff. That's wrapping up soon, and the hash shed will be back in operation in the next couple of weeks. And we have a lot of probably like 12 different flavors we're going to be bringing. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be great. Hope to see everybody there again.
Sweet. I'll have to try to make that.
Yeah, it's a camping event, I believe. Charlie knows a lot more than I do.
Yeah, it's a camping event, and that's by Walkerville, which I believe is like Western Central, kind of. It's an hour north of Grand Rapids, kind of. But it's 120 acres of private land where you can go and hang out, camp. They have RV camping and all that, parking. They have multi-day passes. You can get tickets at the gates for the first time. And nice. That'll be released the week before. And this is the first time that there's an overnight camping event. So this is like, cool. I always like the cream events. There's always a lot of fun. There's going to be the Edible Olympics, which will be crazy. And the Rosin Cup, which will be nice. There's not always a rosin competition, but there will be this round. So Dan, if you haven't entered, definitely get that in.
We're talking about it, so we'll.
Yeah.
The Edible Olympics sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Holograms too, aren't they, Charlie?
Yeah, it's good. I don't know exactly how they're planning that out.
Somebody's going to sleep.
There's a bunch of different games. I know that he got one where it's like there's a ball in a box and you strap it to your waist and you have to like shake it out. So I don't know what the other games are going to be, but I'm sure it's going to be a good show for everyone.
I'd be good at that game.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know if they'll have it this round, but they do have the glass RC cars, which if you have not seen them first.
Oh, the Destruction Derby thing?
Yeah. I don't know if they'll be there or not, but I didn't realize it when I got there, but they also make like the rig that complements it. So the rig like sits on the car and
yeah.
It's, if you've never seen any of that stuff, it's really cool. Really,
I've seen a glass like crawler, a rat crawler.
Yeah, big like glass is who he's talking about. I think both of you are talking about the same guy actually.
Yep.
But then they also at glass events, like not necessarily weed events, but glass events, they do what's called a Boro Derby, where all the artists make these. They're not remote control cars, but they're just cars, I think, and they have a demolition derby.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
That would be sweet.
Smashing glass.
That event sounds really cool, Astro. I'm going to have to look into it more. And
yeah.
It's something I'm interested in trying to do.
Hell yeah. I believe Red's going to show up there with me one day. He can't make it on Saturday because he's going to be at a different event, but he's going to show up there Sunday and meet up at the tent. And looking forward to it. And hopefully we were able to do more throughout the year.
Yeah, man. Cool. Glad to hear it. Is there anything anybody else wanted to cover in the last 5 minutes?
Just smoked half that banana daddy and got ripped.
Smoking myself quiet over here.
That sounds like you got work to do, Dan.
Yeah, actually. So I'm waiting on some materials for the pole barn, and I decided to build a pergola. So we're building a pergola.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's a little 10 by 10, go over the other deck on the backside. And yeah, so I'm going to finish that up today. I'll post some pictures. It'll be cool.
Cool. Nice.
Language is funny, isn't it? Because pergola to me sounds like some sort of sandwich or dessert.
Kind of just
like a thing over a deck.
Yeah.
Like a wooden structure over a deck.
A shade.
Roofless.
It's a shade thing without the roof, right?
Well, it's got a
cloth.
A cloth? Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's pretty cool.
Kind of like the one where there's like a bunch of...
That's a pergola, too.
It's like I
bought... Is it like a canopy?
And it's been sitting there, yeah.
Like an awning?
Well, sort of.
Kind of.
Decorative.
To dumb it down?
Yeah. It's usually a pergola.
I didn't mean to drill into it so hard.
Well, you wanted to cover 5 minutes. Let's get into it.
You're the one that said language is weird. English is weird.
Yeah.
It is weird, man.
We just gave you more of what you wanted.
Yeah.
Race car backwards is race car, man.
True that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Good it's Lord.
Yeah, man.
Drop the mic on that one.
Well, we do have a few minutes left, but I hope everybody started off, you know, pretty good with us here and ready to have a decent, productive, or fun-ass fucking day. If you haven't given the show a thumbs up by this point, we really would appreciate it. If you're new here, which I don't think there anybody is, but hey, you never know. There's always a lurker or two. Think about subscribing to the show. Turn notifications on. That way, whenever we go live with one of these, Wake and Bake with the Groskies, see that cheap plug there. You'll know because we're not on every Saturday morning. And, you know, we enjoy doing this, and we just kind of try to squeeze time in for it here and there. Everybody's got different schedules. Tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, come through for the Bro Show live, and also Monday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the late session.
And we can't forget to give a shout out to Tariff, who couldn't make it today due to poor internet connection where she's at.
She was trying like hell, though.
You know Tara. She's always
she's probably out there running around right now with a phone trying to get signal.
She's got tinfoil wrapped
around her phone. I've got 3 minutes left. I can make this.
I thought for sure she would have the golden arches in her background and be piggybacking off of their, you know, really janky Wi-Fi signal.
Too funny.
Do it. There's still time. Okay.
No.
Nope.
Anyway, everybody have a great weekend. Have a great Saturday. We'll see you tomorrow night on
go through the whole run at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over on the Bro Show Live. And, where you see us and everyone else.
Waiting for Skillbo to do his drop.
The drop. Man. Well, I mean, am I having an acid flash back? Didn't I just do that? Where's the other fucking chipmunks at, man? They're
out there.
They're my sunflower seed bag over here, them fuckers.
My cat ran all. My cat ran them all out of my yard, and they're over in your guys's.
Cats outside.
Cat hurt.
Tell you what, there's hardly a squirrel ever in this yard anymore with Diamond.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. Let a couple animals out there.
After she caught that one, they don't even bother going on the fence anymore. Fuck that.
They know. The fucking wardens over there.
Yeah. They're doing their job protecting them.
Yeah, man.
That's long wait.
I do that all the time. I show up early. I give the thumbs up. I want to comment first, but I'm not going to start that trend.
Picketing.
You'll be battling with Fergroli for the first comment.
Oh, he's lightning, man.
Everybody's got their thing.
For these shows, you never know when I'm going to create the show. So, like the one for today, I didn't create it until this morning at like 8:20 in the morning. So, if you were looking for it early, you might not have ever seen it.
Yeah.
But anywho, thank you all for joining us. Check out our sponsor, Dick's Medibles. Check out the show tomorrow night. We will talk to you later.
Peace, everybody.